Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. What type of church should your church strive to be known as? A church with contemporary music? A church focused on the preaching of the word? How about a church known for outrageous acts of kindness? Or a church with a reputation for generosity? Or even a church that nurtures and cares for the hurting and broken within her fold? Should you strive to be like Grace Community Church in California, where the pastor is John MacArthur and the focus is on the teaching ministry? Or what about Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, where Adrian Rogers was the pastor? Or what about Hillsong? I mean, they put out some great music, right? What type of church should your church be? Should we be the American Patriot Church? Or what about a church that has choir robes? What about like a church that has a ministry for those having drug trouble? The question is, what's the best? What's the bullseye for which your church needs to aim? Well, today I want to inform you that none of those churches in and of themselves are sufficient goals for your church. The goal is not to elevate one particular biblical characteristic of any other church above another biblical characteristic, one particular gifting in a church above any other type of gifting, but rather to see the plethora of gifts as a creative component of one God, and the creative component is meant to build your church up to a healthy church. So what's the best type of church for your church? It's the one that looks out over the congregation and sees how God has equipped and gifted that church and then leverages those gifts for the glory of God. As you pray today, please remember Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. And also remember the Kazigua LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania, Niger, and Congo.